Okay, for the last 5+ minutes of the shir, I just wanted to discuss a little bit about the Siyama Shas. Ms. Garfunkel and Ms. Lancer already heard me speak a little bit about it this past Thursday morning in Prima Pizza, but I'm still on a high from the Siyama Shas, so I wanted to just discuss it a little bit. The Siyama Shas, of those of you who were there, I'm not sure which ones of you were there, some of your husbands were there, as I know, I saw them there. The Siyama Shas was such a Kiddush Hashem. Those of you who heard from your husbands or saw any of the videos, the dancing of everybody celebrating the Torah together. I was telling somebody yesterday, like, I was just seeing all the 92,000 people holding hands and dancing in unison. I was just waiting for Mashiach to come. I just knew that this is how it's going to look when Mashiach comes. And for the first time, I really felt that, like, I wish I could have been by Har Sinai. And you always hear about Har Sinai and how amazing it was, but you really, imamish, felt like you were what it must have been by Har Sinai. And I was discussing last week, and you know, we were celebrating, you know, learning the Torah and living the Torah. I was discussing last week after the class with Mrs. Lovey and Mrs. Goldschmidt how there are so many different halachos that we have to keep track of every step of the day on Shabbos and during the week, how Hashem makes it that there's no way we could forget about halacha. There's no way we could forget about Hashem. Every step of the way, we have to be careful with what we're doing. And Hashem gives us that opportunity to be able to live with the Torah, that we're able to live and breathe it, because every second of the day, we have to be careful with the halachas. You're worried about, you know, your coffee going out of the car and with the garbage cans, the pull-out garbage cans on the porch because Mrs. Lehman is listening on the phone. And you're worried about the chicken soup with the net, and you're worried about eating the challah and how much. And every step of the way, we need to be careful about halacha. And that's what's special with Daf Yomi in particular, that every single day, a person is on the move and connecting to the Torah, that they have an achrayas, they have an obligation, they have to keep up, and with the Torah. And it's not only with Daf Yomi, it's with any shir. And I've mentioned it before, and I'll say it many times now, that everyone here has busy schedules, and whether during the year you're busier than during the summer, and now you're able to come in the summer and not during the rest of the year, but everyone has busy schedules, and everyone knows that it's a sacrifice to come. But when you come every week, and there's other shirim the rest of the week that people bring an effort, they bring themselves to come, and it's so important that, and how special it is that we live with the Torah, and every second we live and breathe the Torah. And it's another idea that really hit home last week was, and I mentioned this Thursday morning a little bit, is that, you know, on the videos, my brother-in-law, Hananya Kramer, he made the videos, all those videos, and my father was the one who narrated it. Those of you who were there recognize my father's voice. It was very good, no? They made my father do it 5 times, and after the 5th time he says, that's it. If it's not good now, one time he was too emotional, one time he started crying, but the last final time that he did it, it was perfect, and it really was perfect, and they made my brother-in-law, Meshuga, as well, but all the videos before and afters were amazing, and one of the people even said that his whole schedule revolves around the daf. But another thing that hit home, before the Siyama Shas started, they had a number of videos just to keep people busy, and one of the people, while he was talking about Daf Yomi and how important it is, there was an advertisement from the stadium, from MetLife Stadium, that flew on the bottom and said Bud Light. And I was thinking, like, are you crazy? Like, Bud Light, like, that's what you care about? You care about Bud Light? Like, we care about the Torah. That's what we want to eat. That's what we want to drink. Who cares about Bud Light? I mentioned on Thursday that, you know, they had all these counters, you know, that were selling kosher food. It was all kosher food. I mean, it was very expensive because MetLife made the prices. So if you want to spend $20 on a pretzel, fine, good for you. All the counters, the Schweitzers were standing there, and it was all empty. There's nobody there. They were just standing there waiting for people to buy food, and no one was buying food. I wanted to go over to them and tell them, like, do you chap? Like, we're not interested in food. No, we're not here for the food. The goyim, they live for the gashmis. They live for the food. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you die. That's all they care about. All they care about is the beer and the Bud Light. And no one was interested in that. If we got hungry, fine, we had to go buy food. Yes, the speech was very long, and it took a long time. And yeah, eventually people got hungry. They had to go buy food. But when the gashmis is not important, and we don't. That's not what we live for. For the game, that's what we live for. And I tell you that the headline should be, by Yisiyum, what we say, one of the phrases that we say is Anuratzim Vehemratzim. Anuratzim Leber Shachas. They run and we run. So, you know, the Goyim, they run on the stadium, you know, by a football game. But we're running and we're running. You see people running to get there on time. And we're running for the Torah. And they run for Narishkeit. And also we say by Yisiyum, Anu Amelim Vehem Amelim. They work hard and we work hard. They work hard and they don't get Tzchar. But we work hard and we get Tzchar. So Chafetz Chaim asks, he says, who works and doesn't get Tzchar? Everyone gets a reward. People work and then they get paycheck at the end of the month. Goyim get a reward. So the Chafetz Chaim says, no. He says, when they work hard, they get a reward, but their reward is not for the hard work. Their reward is for the final product. If they don't make the business deal, they don't get the reward. But for us, we get reward for the hard work itself, even if we don't understand. And even if we work hard to come to a shir and we don't remember all the halachos, what can we do? We forget. And then we come home and we forget something. We touch something that's muksa. We realize afterwards that, I just made a mistake, even though I learned it. So, but the fact that you worked hard to come to the shir, we get schar for the hard work itself. For the amelos itself, the yidin gets schar. And for the goyim, it's the exact opposite. All we care, as long as you get the final product, and they don't live for working hard in the Torah. They're just for the gashmias. And you know, for the beer commercial, it says, tastes great, less filling. You know what's pshat in that? What's pshat in less filling? I don't know if it's Bud Light, I think it's Coors Light or Miller Light or somebody else, less filling. You know, it's godless what less filling. Less filling means that if you can't drink a six-pack of soda, you get full. You can't drink more than one can of soda. It's very hard. Maybe two cans of soda you could drink. You can't drink more than that. They advertise that it's less filling, that the beer is less filling, that you could be able to drink a whole six-pack of beer. You could drink and drink and drink and drink. So first, it tastes great. That's important. But less filling, that you'll be able to drink more and more. That's why you should buy our beer, because you'll be able to drink so much. I mean, that's how they chop you to try and buy their stuff. So, don't get me wrong. I'm not claiming that you're not allowed to have gashmis. You're not allowed to enjoy life, and you're allowed to have vacations, and you're allowed to enjoy yourself. You're allowed to go out to eat. You're allowed to enjoy. You want to drink Bud Light? You could all drink Bud Light over here. But they say drink responsibly, enjoy responsibly. If you want to, you could do it. And they say don't drink and drive. You may spill your drink. But if you want to enjoy, you could enjoy. But that's not what we're here for. And in life in general, we're here for the Torah. And it's for the men. It's for the women. As I spoke about on Thursday, it's just as much for the women over the men. Maybe not Gemara per se, but women were invited to the Siyum HaShas, and my wife sat in traffic for 2 hours till she left her house. Till she got to her seat was over 2 hours. I went earlier, so it took me very quick. But the second she sat down, she said it was worth it. Just to see such a maimed of 92,000 people in unison celebrating the Torah, and thousands of them didn't even learn the Daf Yomi. I don't do Daf Yomi, but I was there just to celebrate, to support the Torah, and to celebrate the Torah. And that's what we live for. And it's just, again, I give you all credit for coming to the Shir, and just, you know, every step of the way, all the halachos that we ask, it's so important, and just keeping in mind the Torah every step of the way. And then yes, all the gashmias that we have, Hashem will see that you're entitled to all the gashmias, because you use all of your gashmias and all your funds and all your talents and all your parnasa for the purpose of the Torah.